beautiful. Thank you. Now, if the children can now come forward softly and tenderly, that would be great. How are you all doing this morning? Y'all doing all right? Do y'all know what today is? Oh, it's Trinity Sunday. No, it's Father's Day. So, I'm going to ask all the fathers in the room to stand up. Stand up, fathers. There you go. There you go. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. We know who you are. All right. Now, look. You guys go and hand these out to everyone you see standing, okay? All right? So, go hand them out and tell them Happy Father's Day, all right? Here you go. Well, you go hand them out, all right? All right, there you go. You go hand them out. Go hand them to somebody standing up. All right, there you go. There you go. Well, you go hand them out to the people. If we've got some left over, I'll let y'all have one, all right? But don't not give them to somebody just so you can get some. All right, y'all go that way and make sure you get them too, all right? Here you go. Here. All right, you go take those over there, okay? Here you go. You go hand those out. Well, that's all right. Here you go. You go hand those out to some of the guys that are standing. All right. You go hand those out. All right. There are a few more. Are there any more standing? Is that all of them? Yeah. All right. Is that all right? Now listen. I think all the fathers got one, so now each of you get one. Did Joel? Did you give one to your dad? Joel. Oh, thank you. Yes. Yeah. All right. Here. Oh, thank you. All right. Now. Okay. Hold on. Stop. All right. Stop. All right. Now, does everyone have one for themselves? You guys can have one, too. There you go. All right, there you go. Oh, thank you. All right, so we're going to pray, and then you guys are all hopped up on sugar and can go downstairs, okay? Awesome. All right, so let's pray, y'all. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love and grace. We thank you for fathers. We thank you for the Heavenly Father that you are, and the fathers that you have given us here on earth. Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless and lead them and continue to help us to show them how much we love and appreciate them. And we ask all of these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right, you guys can go to Children's Church. Our scripture lesson this morning comes from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Again, as well as Father's Day, it is also Trinity Sunday. And so we want to read this passage for us just to remind us of God's love and grace in our midst. So hear now God's word from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we have been made righteous through his faithfulness combined with our faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have access by faith into this grace in which we stand through him, and we boast in the hope of God's glory. But not only that, we even take pride in our problems, because we know that trouble produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. This hope doesn't put us to shame, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day, for this season, for this time that we could gather, Lord, to celebrate our fellowship with you, to celebrate the sacrament of holy baptism, to celebrate you as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then to celebrate and remember and honor our fathers here on earth. Lord, I pray that you be with these men who have agreed to share with us today. I pray that you would pour your grace out upon them, and I thank you for their willingness to come and to share. And I ask all of these things in Christ's name. Amen. As is our custom, or has been our custom for the last several years, I was able to twist some arms and get some fathers to agree to come and to share about what being a father has taught them about God, or how it has brought them closer to God. And so I want to invite Mr. Billy Lear to come first. I talked with him a little last year about it. He said, I'll go as long as I can go first. And I said, done. And then I reminded him a few months ago, and I think he had forgotten. But that's all right. So, Billy, come on forward. Jim Casebolt has also graciously agreed to come and to share. And so, Jim, come on up. You all are going to have an opportunity to hear Jim preach in full on August 18th. Is that right? The 18th? Yes. And so I know that you will look forward to that. This was just a teaser for that. So thank you, Jim, for sharing. And now Ray Wheeler has agreed to come and to share this morning. Ray spent a year with me in a small group, and I asked him anyway. But glad to have Ray to come and to share with us this morning as well.